Welcome to Modern Leadership, the podcast, where we see things differently. I'm your host, Mark Hildebrand. I'm a husband, father, master life and legacy coach for leaders, co-creator of the Pushco Certification School, and 20-year law enforcement officer from Southern California. Once I realized how leaders looked at things differently, I was able to lead myself to a 100-pound weight loss, lead more effectively in my police career, create a successful business, and a better connection with my family that was more aligned with the legacy I wanted to create. Now, this podcast is for ambitious, high-performing leaders who want to create more, but refuse to do so at the cost of the other important areas of their life, including their family and their health. People who are willing to see things through their modern leader lens. If that's you, welcome to Modern Leadership. Let's go.
So how many times has it felt like you had to start over all the way from the beginning? If you're anything like me, many times. But I want to ask you a question. How does that feel in your body when you think about starting over from scratch? It feels terrible, right? So let's get out of that BS that's actually keeping us stuck, because thinking that you're starting over is the worst thing you can think if you actually want to see success in your business and in your life. Now, I get why you'd think that you're starting over. Maybe you haven't been as consistent as you want to be. Maybe you're starting a new business endeavor. Maybe you're putting together a new offer or program. Or maybe you're just starting something new. But let me ask you this. How does it feel when your brain is trying to convince you that everything you've learned in the past is now irrelevant? And not only will that stuff not help you in the future, but it starts to chip away at the confidence for your future success because you haven't had success in this area in the past. So let me ask you, if you decided that you were going to go out and climb a mountain and you got halfway up and you decided to stop, take a rest, maybe get some sleep, and then wake up the next day. Now, would you walk down to the base of the mountain and restart over? Or would you just start from where you currently are? You see, a lot of times when we think that we're starting over from scratch, what we're basically doing is walking back down to the beginning of the mountain. But in reality, we now know what shoes to wear, what path to travel, what path not to travel, who to travel with, when to stop and take a break, and all of the other things that we learn from climbing that mountain. And what's crazy is even if we get through that mountain and get to the next mountain, the next one feels even harder. And do you know why? Because it's just the current mountain that you're climbing. But you've had experiences before. You've succeeded at previous mountains, but your brain is trying to convince you that all that information is not relevant to your current situation. Do you know why it's doing that? It's because its job is to keep you safe. And if it can convince you that you're starting over from scratch, you're more likely to actually give up, give in, or maybe not put in your full energy and effort that you would if you realize that you're bringing so much experience to this new area. Now that you understand that that's what your brain's doing, let's rewire it. Today, we're going to focus on 5 mindset shifts so that you never have to feel like you're starting over again. You ready? Let's dive into number one.
Number one is, what can I learn from the past that will help me in this new project? Like Mark said, you've already climbed a part of that mountain, so you already know what path to take, what shoes to wear, and so on. Take this idea with everything else that you've done. You have learned so much. Take that knowledge and put it into your new project.
The second mindset shift is, what was the last thing that I did trying to teach me? And how can I use this information moving forward? You see, I like to think of like struggles and obstacles as opportunities. Maybe not in that specific moment. I tend to go down my head voice just like every other human. But when I get an opportunity to think about it, I always like to reframe it as something that is trying to teach me. Because every time I experience so-called failure, I actually can learn from it and bring it with me into the next thing that I try so that it won't happen again.
Now let's stick with the analogy of the mountain. And number three is, who is someone that has mastered this area that can help me climb the mountain? There is always someone out there that has already gone through what you're trying to get to. Learn from them. They're always more than willing to help you out. They know the steps. They've also committed some mistakes, and they'll be able to let you know which paths you should avoid. Of course, it's fine to make mistakes, but the person that has already gone through what you are currently going through might actually be able to help you avoid some of those mistakes.
Now, number four is a little bit of a twist on the mountain analogy. So what other areas of my life have I struggled with this thing? And what did I do to get through it? What's crazy is how universal principles work. And that's, if you've struggled through a divorce, you've struggled through a Spartan race, you've struggled through your business, through your career, there's some universal principles that you can actually take from one area of your life and move it over into another. Let me give you an example. So one of the things that I've really dove into recently were Spartan mud races. And the reason why is because when I can get myself to do the uncomfortable things of not only training, but actually running 6 miles and going through 25 obstacles, it's very easy to see that I can get myself to do uncomfortable things with my business as well. You see, I find the stories or the thoughts that actually fuel me to get after it in my Spartan race, and I actually move them over into my business, and they work 100% of the time. 50% of the time, they work every time.
And number five is more of an affirmation. I was made to do hard things. It's not the easy times that make me a great leader. It's the hard times where I lean in anyway. Imagine if everything was easy, what would we learn? It's the challenging times that make us stronger. It builds character. And you can apply this to every area of your life. When parenting is hard, when your job is hard, that's when you learn the most because you look internally and see how you can change your mindset and change your actions.
Thank you so much for what you're doing out there every single day, especially when things aren't going well. Thank you for doing that and keep leading from the front.